The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now, to help us further unpack what this will mean for the already strained, skilled labour market is recruiter Leslie DeLimi from Talent Co. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
And now, you're a recruiter who places a lot of mining staff. How do you think this mandatory jab policy is going to impact your job?
So we had a number of people already reach out to us yesterday to ask what this means if they were unsure whether they wanted the vaccination at this stage. I guess we support whatever our clients want to do, but it will put further strain on an already short market for skilled workers, as there is still a number of people that are still unsure what their long-term goals are in relation to the vaccine.
So when you say clients, your clients are the mining companies, is that correct? Or the
Second tier, so people, so we'll have clients that are that supply, you know, Rio Tinto, BHP. We already knew that FMG was going to mandate, and there were people at that stage that said, I don't want to go to FMG sites, because again, it's not that anyone is anti-vax, they're just unsure of what their decision is, and they want to take a bit more time to make that decision.
Yeah, right. And so how many people do you come across that are in that boat?
Oh, 10 to 20% at least.
Oh, wow.
And again, it might change now that there's a level of coercion, or they're not going to have a choice come the end of December. And it's going to be quite interesting, how this plays out on a legal front with unfair dismissal or discrimination. And I actually think that's the only way we're going to really understand what people's rights are. You'll take one person to sort of stand up and say, well, you know, this is my choice and how does this affect my employment? And then we'll sort of see that play out in the court.
Yeah, right. And in a lot of cases, we're talking about jobs that have a pretty big pay packet attached to them. Do you think, I guess, the willingness of people to continue to get those big pay packets is enough to convince them to roll up their sleeves?
Oh, that saddens me, that we're talking about, whether they want to continue earning the money they're earning to be coerced into a decision. But do I think it will? I think in some circumstances it will. It depends on what job they have. If I was in the Perth market in construction or in manufacturing, I would be a little bit glad that this has happened, because it will mean that a lot of workers will return to the metro area and work in those arenas where potentially there isn't going to be a mandate for vaccines. I don't know what it means for those higher level roles, because there's obviously more requirement for the mines, but it does mean that we'll free up some of our workforce to work in the metro area if that's the choice that they're choosing at this time.
And more broadly, if we look beyond this issue of mandatory vaccination and just look at the labour market itself, we've heard quite a bit about skill shortages. Where is it at?
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, McGowan already postponed or cancelled some major road projects. And the reason he did that was because there is a skill shortage. I don't think we're too far behind that in the mining sector. We just can't get people from anywhere. And it's a catch-22, because the more people that get vaccinated, the more they claim that we're going to be able to open up and have more freedoms. But I think until there's a blueprint with what exactly that looks like, less people are going to be inclined to believe what politicians say. And no one's really said, you know what, if, you know, they're talking about 80, 90% vaccination, potentially we will be able to fly overseas. There's no definite. They're not saying once we reach these numbers, this is the plan. They're still alluding to answers without giving people facts and timelines.
And when I look at this vaccination issue, I think about the miners, and they already have to do a lot of stuff. They already have to jump through a lot of hoops, whether it's, you know, drug testing, whether it's, you know, might be, you know, whatever limit on how many tinnies they're allowed to have a day. So they're not unused to being forced to do stuff that the rest of the community doesn't have to do. Do you think that, I think when push comes to shove, that the majority will just go along with this and roll up their sleeve?
I don't actually think they will. I think there will be that. I would love to say 20, but I think it'll get down to 10, because the other 10 will feel like they have no choice. But I reckon there'll be at least 10% of the mining workers who feel that their choice that's the key here. It's the choice that's been taken away. And they choose to not work in the mining sector. But again, that might not be such a bad thing because it means we can feed them back into other markets that are struggling.
Well, it's good for those other markets. But if you take 10% of workers out of the WA mining industry, how much of an impact does that have?
Huge. And projects are already starting to get postponed and cancelled because we don't have enough of a workforce. So it's a very tough game to play, but that's the choice that the government has made, is to bring on enforcing those mandates of vaccine. And I think it's fair for people to choose whether they do or don't want to work in that industry.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see where it goes from here.
Scary for a recruiter.
Yeah, very interesting. Over the next month or so as we get towards that December 1 deadline. Leslie Delimi from Talent Co, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks so much for having me.